This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew the leadership of Aung San Suu Kyi, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said that the ballot was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup. That's according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners group. The junta has said that the number is much lower. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest competition, fueling apathy that left some polling places largely deserted. This is despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, along with analysis, indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who's already under U.S. sanctions, has the lead. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. President noted that the widespread vaccination campaign had set the stage for most Americans of relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. This is VOA News.